Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Steve Hawkins. He is the president of the Coalition for Public Safety, and he is working with others for the purpose of reforming our justice system, our criminal justice system specifically. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
Sure. Okay, so what is it that needs to be reformed?
Well, we have a justice system that at this point is unable to really differentiate the people who the public should rightly fear and need to be held behind bars, and then those who we're simply mad at, you know, the nonviolent drug offenders and others that we can do better by keeping them out of prison, not destroying their family relationships, making them whole again, and really rethinking how we use our justice system. That's the goal of the Coalition for Public Safety. We bring together some of the leading conservative voices in the country, including the Faith and Freedom Coalition and many conservative faith leaders, as well as groups like the ACLU. And so, Jerry, it's a unique organization that has people who are both conservatives and those who lean left, but all committed to the notion that we can have a more efficient, fair justice system without compromising public safety.
One of the statistics, according to your press release and so forth, says that there's one in three Americans now have a criminal record. You're not saying one in three Americans have gone to jail or anything, are you?
That's actually accurate, Jerry. It's almost hard to believe, but we're talking about...
Can you speak closer to your phone, just for the audio's sake?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, what we are finding is that you have not everyone, I should clarify, has spent time in a prison, but that does represent people who have been in jail and have been touched by the criminal justice system. It is a huge number, and I don't think many people realize that, but we have 400,000 to 600,000 people released every year in this country from prison, and that's been quite steady over the last decade.
All right, now here's a quote from you, and this is a Christian station, so this is very appropriate. The faith community has been instrumental in helping policymakers to understand the importance of giving persons who have served their time an opportunity for redemption. No one wants to be remembered only for their worst deed. The faith community has led in providing fellowship for those incarcerated and pushing for support services when people are released. You want to elaborate further on your points?
Well, what is certainly the case, both in prisons and jails around the country, is that the faith community has gone into prisons. Folks have gone and done fellowship in prisons and jails. Pastors across the country get calls from members of their congregation. If it's not their son in trouble, it's the kid down the street. So the faith community has certainly borne witness to how people's lives are affected within prison, but also the faith community has been the one place that people go within the community for healing and for support as loved ones have found themselves entangled in the justice system. So, as I say in that statement, Jerry, that the faith community also understands that people, as I say, should not be remembered for their worst deed. We all have the capacity to be redeemed People deserve a second chance after they come out of prison and have done their time. We're not made better as a society by ruining people's lives and their families' lives and seeing people go back to prison again and again and again. The more that we can be of support, and I think the faith community through the principles of redemption, certainly in leading in faith, has I think helped really make that example for the country.
But you know, it's strange. If I could just push back a little bit,
sure.
I agree with you. And in fact, I've interviewed the late Chuck Colson a few times, and I went to the model prison in Houston and did a story of it for Coral Ridge Ministries, now D. James Kennedy Ministries. But I have to say that when the ACLU is also listed as part of these efforts, and I think, wow, they'll just, you know, turn around and sue to kind of shut down any, you know, shut down the chaplains and shut down the people trying to get that faith-based message, even in prison.
Well, I would say, Jerry, that, you know, none of this is as, you know, perfectly aligned as I think we would like, but what is clear and what I'm working on as we speak is, you know, building a larger collection of faith leaders around the country, a network of, you know, that ranges from people who are conservative in their viewpoints to those who may vary. But really, I see the faith community playing an enormous role, and really I think has helped to shape people's views on who we're sending into prison and who's coming home. Because eventually, mostly everybody in prison comes home, and it's a matter of.
What happens after they get out?
Exactly.
How does society reduce the recidivism rate? And by the way, I mentioned that thing about Chuck Colson's prison, the model prison in the Houston area. They reduce recidivism rates drastically, but part of that was by having mentors who were with the prisoners in the prison, discipling them in Christ, but then they were also mentoring them after they got out of prison. So it's as if the prisoners, the prisoners then did have a small network of people that would help them to get back to society. Not everybody has that, and thus the recidivism rate continues to be high. All right, we just have just a couple minutes remaining. If you had what you really wish for your wish list, explain to me what you would like to see, just the kind of like the three key points of your goals for reforming the justice system, the criminal justice system in America.
Right. First and foremost, I would want to get everyone out of prison who is not a threat to public safety, the folks who are there for nonviolent offenses, the folks who've had unblemished records during their time in a prison, to get those folks home and try to reconnect them to their families. So that's the first thing. I would want to see us think about how we use think about what kind of services we provide. Jerry, I would love to see much more faith-based programming in a prison. When a folks do fellowship in Christ in prison and continue that on the outside, it gives them that grounding. It sets their compass, if you will, and there needs to be more of that. And so I'm hoping that helps to make people to really remove what, Jerry, I think folks feel almost shamed sometimes and mm-hmm. remove the stain and to relift people's dignity. And then lastly, Jerry, I think that whatever we can do at the front end, when young people, when juveniles have that first brush with the system, how can we do better as a community and as societies to get those young people back on track for productive lives?
Sure. And to never get sucked into the system. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. All right. And people can get more information at coalitionforpublicsafety.org.
That is correct.
Okay. Stephen Hawkins, again, the president of the Coalition for Public Safety. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jerry. My
okay.
pleasure.
All right. All the best. Bye-bye.